You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Fire danger remains elevated across Wisconsin due to dry, warm, and breezy conditions. Most of the northern third of the state has extreme wildfire risk, while most of the rest of the state is at very high or high fire danger. An 80-acre wildfire in Juneau County yesterday prompted road closures and evacuations until it was brought under control. Nobody was reported hurt by the fire. The DNR said it's been called to over 100 wildfires just in the past week. Rain is expected later this week, which should help reduce fire conditions. The Sparta Area School District is closed today as it is experiencing an internet and phone outage. According to a post on the school's social media channels, its fiber line was cut by accident by people doing work off of district property. The district said it's not safe to have school without reliable communication and cited safety as the reason for closing school today. In addition, evening activities are to be determined. A post on the district's website also confirms the closure due to the internet and phone outage. On Monday, the La Crosse Common Council used an information session to discuss priorities for the La Crosse School District. Council members and school administrators highlighted the recently passed referendum and ongoing budget challenges as the district grapples with declining enrollment. Today, the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee and Library Board are meeting. Later this week, the Housing Authority, Board of Park Commissioners, and Commercial Multifamily Design Review Committee will all meet. On Wednesday, the La Crosse County Board will hold an informational meeting on the La Crosse School District. While no action will be taken, county board members will hear from the district's visioning focus group. On Thursday, the county board holds its monthly meeting where it will take up resolutions opposing Wisconsin DOT plans to close two railroad crossings, rezoning requests, and committee appointments. The board will also consider a resolution supporting base pay increases by the state for county conservation staff. Workers rallied at Amplify on Monday after the company proposed benefit changes for union employees. One of the benefits being affected is that the company may no longer provide matching funds to 401k accounts for its union workers. The retirement benefit changes are an important part of ongoing contract negotiations between Amplify and union reps. Congressional candidate Rebecca Cook was at the rally to support the workers. Amplify said it's offering the same retirement contributions to both union and non-union workers. Gas prices continue trending downwards. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices continue to drop throughout Wisconsin. Gas Buddy reports Wisconsin has seen an average price of $2.91 a gallon, down 2.8 cents from last week. 40 states saw average gas prices fall over the past week as refineries wrapped up their seasonal maintenance and prepared to boost output. Nationally, a gallon of gas averages $3.08.
Prices here in La Crosse have stayed in line with the statewide average for the past couple of months, currently at $2.91 per gallon. A new lawsuit has been filed challenging Wisconsin's congressional maps. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulotz.
The Elias Law Group filed a motion on behalf of Democratic voters to the state Supreme Court Wednesday, asking for a review of the House maps. The group filed a similar request last year, but the court rejected the request because it was too close to the November election. The current maps only have two of the state's seven congressional districts with the potential for real contention.
The two competitive districts include Western Wisconsin's 3rd District. Wisconsin is among the states suing to stop the Trump administration from speeding up the permit process for energy projects. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The AG says he's going to stop the Trump administration from trying to use emergency powers to speed up energy projects without proper environmental oversight. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of attorneys general suing to stop the federal effort. The group suing argues the administration's actions threatens public health and the environment. They're asking a federal court to throw out the executive order and make it illegal to prevent agencies from issuing emergency permits under the authority.
One of the permits recently fast-tracked was the Enbridge Line 5 project in northern Wisconsin. Wisconsin is investing in preserving agricultural land through the Farmland Preservation Program. The program gives landowners a $10 per acre tax credit if they meet certain agricultural conservation requirements. Katie Abbott of the Iowa County Land Conservation Department said it's a bit of help financially for farmers in Wisconsin.
It's just a really great way for landowners to get one-on-one conservation help and get a little financial incentive to help protect the soil and water that we all depend on.
Wisconsin's $105 billion agricultural economy provides 11% of the state's employment. The program increases tax credits by over 30% for eligible land. The Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month is Share the Road. Whether it's motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller vehicles, if you're driving a larger vehicle, be on the lookout. Also remember to be sharing the road with farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DOT website. It'll be another dry day, but rain chances are on the way. Today's highs will be in the mid-80s across the Cooley region with partly cloudy skies tonight and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be the same way tomorrow with sunny skies during the day giving way to scattered storm chances into Thursday. That's when we'll have our best shot at rain this week as highs will top out in the mid to upper 80s on Thursday before storms move in. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers lose in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lose to the Guardians last night 5-0. Milwaukee with runners in scoring position 6 times, yet still shut out. Manager Pat Murphy says never mind that there's still only 2 games below 500.
We're all kind of struggling bad. Some teams would be with our situation. Some teams might be satisfied being in the hunt, but we're not playing well.
The Brewers say that pitcher Brandon Woodruff, now headed back to IL after injuring his right ankle in his last rehab start. In basketball, NBA insider Shams Charania reporting on ESPN that this time the Bucks trading Giannis is on the table.
They have one first-round pick that they can trade 6 years from now. They have top-heavy salaries, and again, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time NBA MVP, he has not made any firm decisions about his future, but sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career as a Milwaukee Buck is open to exploring what it looks like potentially outside of Milwaukee.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise owes one of his biggest star-making roles to his sister. Cruise was visiting her in the mid-80s in New York City after finishing a film in Europe. The two of them saw Dustin Hoffman at a New York deli ordering takeout. Cruise said he and his sister went back and forth arguing like siblings before he finally agreed to go say hi to Hoffman. Hoffman was excited to meet Cruise and invited him backstage while he was doing Death of a Salesman the next night. As Cruise was leaving, Dustin Hoffman said, "I want to make a movie with you," and that movie ended up being Rain Man. Tom Hardy is known for his roles as a tough guy, but he recently told Esquire magazine how beaten his body is and added that he's not sure how long he can continue at this pace. Hardy mentioned he is suffering with a sciatica problem, multiple herniated discs in his back, plantar fasciitis, a pulled tendon in his hip, and has just finished 2 serious knee surgeries. Maybe switch to something a little easier on the body, Tom, like mixed martial arts. Thoughts and prayers is a saying we hear way too much lately, it seems. It was only a matter of time before it was the title of a movie. The film is about a musical reenactment of a 10-year-old high school tragedy. This is director Neetson Major's feature film directorial debut, and the material is based on her short film, which received Oscar buzz and is based on a true story. Major also wrote the film, which has a great ensemble cast, including Patrick Wilson, Molly Ringwald, Elizabeth Marvel, and Margaret Cho. And speaking of short stories, if you have one, you could possibly get $2 million for it. That is what Skydance paid for a sci-fi story called Drift, in which a disgraced space commander is pulled back into action to try and save his estranged son after he is kidnapped by a group from another world. According to Deadline, a good movie comparison is Gravity meets Arrival. $2 million for something that's been done before. Money well spent? No huge noise was made at the box office this past weekend. It was the same 1-2 punch, finishing in the top spots as last week. Thunderbolts was number one, bringing in 33 million big ones on a weekend that saw no new major releases. The Marvel film has reviewed well and seems to have legs and could possibly stay in the top slot until Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 opens on May 23rd. And coming in second place for the second week in a row after 2 weeks at number one was Sinners. The vampire period piece has incredible box office legs and took in $22 million this past weekend. It's fourth on the big screen, bringing its total to $215 million domestically. Coming in third place is the resilient The Minecraft Movie. Rounding out the top five were The Accountant 2 and the newly released Clown in a Cornfield, which came in with just over $3 million. Who's ready for some Mission Impossible? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated late day shower or thundershower. High in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61. Tomorrow, sunny. A little warmer with an isolated shower or thunderstorm and a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.